Can't relate or communicate with your teen? Welcome to Baffled with your hosts, Jason and Sam, who are here to help you understand your misunderstood teen. As teen educators and trainers, they understand what it is that is baffling you as a parent. Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to Baffled. I am Sam. I'll be kind of your little intro today. Jason has an amazing guest with him, and we'll get there in a second. But let's start off like we usually do and have our quote of the episode. And it is this: to take children seriously is to value them for who they are right now rather than adults in the making. And that's Alfie Kahn. So I like this quote when I saw it because it's good to have expectations for children. It's good to like always have them and want them above the bar where they're at now. They're on level two, hold them to a standard of level three. But when we look at teenagers, we're not looking at people who are in the business field or professionals yet. We're looking at people who are going to be professionals. So more realistic standards is going to help them and communicate it. So if we view them that way, I think it's going to be, they're going to take us more serious and we're going to take them much more serious. And so I think that's a good way to look at it. I was like, man, you guys are where you are right now instead of continuously overlooking the stages they're in. So enjoy that process with your teens as you work with them, as you grow along with them. So that is enough of me. Without further ado, I'm going to bring Jason and Corey Thornton.
Well, thank you, Sam, for that introduction. And yes, I do have a special guest with me today, an old friend of mine. His name is Corey Thornton. I've known Corey for 10, 15 years, maybe something like that. I feel like Corey and I were with More to Life, and what he does, we're in the same game with reaching students, especially about making good choices and goal setting and things like that. So without further ado, how you doing, Corey?
I am doing excellent. Thanks for having me on your program today, and I'm just glad to be here to share some words of encouragement and motivation to get this next generation going and kicking.
That's right. That's good. So for those who don't know who you are, just tell us a little bit about yourself, when you started, and you know all the good stuff, the history.
Well, I started out about 20 years ago. I started out being a music artist like everybody listens to on the radio, and I was making the lyrics and stuff like everybody was listening to on the radio. But something didn't sit well in my heart, so I decided to change what I was doing, and it really alerted me when I gave the music to a parent, and they was playing the music with their kid sitting in the back seat of the car, and the kid was jamming to the music, and I was like, no, I can't do this stuff anymore, and I'm just gonna clean up my act, clean up what I say, clean up what I do. And I had to find an outlet because there was no outlet for a person to be a conscious rapper, somebody that's alert and understanding the music and content that they're putting out. So, you know, God gave me this gift to say, you know what, Corey, we can utilize you in the schools to make a difference. So start writing about what kids are facing each day, put it in the music, make the music sound like stuff on the radio, and then you can go into schools, and I'm going to use you to have a ministry to travel all over and host concerts to educate people. And ever since I've been doing that 20 years ago, the rest was history.
That's excellent. Wow. So when you go in to do a presentation, when you're called to do that, kind of walk us through, like, what does that look like? What does your production look like, or presentation look like when you go into these schools?
We set up speakers, loud speakers, not a little PA system, because a lot of times schools don't understand, but, you know, it's not the same thing that y'all listen to when y'all on the PE court, the little box. We actually bring a production system. It's about $5,000 to $10,000, because I bring the same thing that I was accustomed to when I started in the music field, and I watch others. Sometimes I will bring LED lights and just give them that experience like they're going to their first concert. That's what I want them to remember.
Awesome.
And in order to gain the attention of the next generation, when you are putting on a show and doing music, it has to sound and look exactly like they're going to a show with their parents. If not, you will lose interest and they will lose focus in whatever you're trying to do. Yeah. And that could help or help you, but it has always helped me throughout the years. So that's what my production looked like. I rap a song based on what they're struggling with. If they getting struggle, if they're struggling in school with bullying, we got a song for bullying. If y'all struggling with y'all attendance, I got attendance awareness song to help boost up your attendance. If you're struggling with goal setting, we got goal setting songs about setting goals. Just everything you could think of. If you're struggling with reading, which there's a huge crisis with people that cannot read all over the U.S. It's not just here in the Tampa Bay area. It's all over the U.S. A lot of the youth cannot read today. So, I you know, out of the kindness of my heart, wanting to do something as an artist, I made a song up to encourage students to read. So when I do these songs, I ask them, what I just rapped about? What can you do? What steps can you take to sharpen up your reading skills? How to go out and be a leader? And they answer the questions right back. And so they're listening to what I'm saying. Then we get up and we do another song. So then I go to the next thing that's on the outline. So that's how I'm able to keep everybody engaged. For 20 years, it's been very tough. You got to be called to do it. And I'm just thankful that God is using me to go and do what I do. And it's been a huge blessing in my life. And it's been a blessing on other people's life. And you really don't understand the hard work that y'all put in every single day until later in life, when these students grow up and they get faced with these problems, and you know, or either I run into parents. Parents say, "Thank you for coming to my school, motivating my child," and they hear it from somebody else and not just me, and they're actually doing good. So,
yeah,
we reaching kids. You know, we want to reach all of them, but if we can reach one, that's all that matters.
That's right. Yes. And I know, I remember you've posted some things on your social media where you've ran into these kids that have been part of your presentation years ago.
Yes.
And they recognize you at the grocery store or wherever it is. And so what are some of the encounters with that? Like years later, what do they say to you?
Thank you for what you had taught us when we were in school, because now I'm living this life now. I understand. I understand how tough it is when I go to work every day. I understand about staying away from drugs, because now I'm watching my family members and my friends dying off from drugs. Thank you for pushing me the importance of going to school, getting an education, because I'm watching my friends that didn't listen, that, you know, they do whatever they want to do, and you'll find them on the street corner holding a sign asking for money. So they like, thank you for that boost, that boost. I get it now. And a lot of them like, if they in management position and they're able to do it, they'll look out for you. They'll give you their discount off if you ordering something. If they if they're the manager, sometime they'll give you their manager meal just to give back, to show appreciation. So they really receive what you're saying and when at that time, but you really won't be able to see it yourself until later on in the future.
It's just planting those seeds,
that's
really.
That's all we're doing.
Planting the seeds, and somebody may even water, but God brings the harvest, for sure. That's awesome. So you go in to do these presentations. You got your, and basically your music, you know, whether it's rapping or DJing, and I know you do some games too, right? Get them all engaged. And all that's just basically a tool, a vehicle. So now that you got them almost eating out of the palm of your hand, now you can impart those truths into them. Would you say that's how that works?
Yes, sir. Yes. Okay. Like, for instance, like I use the games. You can utilize Hot Potato or something like that. When you're playing Hot Potato and I'm stopping the music, if the potato ends up in your lap and you get out, don't get angry. Everybody nowadays, they want to fight each other. They don't want to get out. So I say, okay, you lost. It's okay. You still a cool person.
Yeah.
Get out of the game so we can keep the game going. Other things that I teach team building, how to work together as a team, because many don't know how to come together as a team because of the cell phone. We don't have any social skills. We're lacking social skills. So you got to teach it with music, how to get along with each other, how to lose, how to bounce back. And, you know, I'm getting the point across to them, but, you know, that's what I do. I use the music to really try to teach them social skills. And it's getting tough. It's not easy, but it's getting tough because I'm fighting against the cell phone and social media.
Exactly. I was just thinking that because I don't know if this is accurate now. This may even change, but we're dealing with what's called the 8-second generation, where you got their attention for 8 seconds because they're watching TikToks or Reels or whatever.
Right.
And it's like maybe even 10 seconds, just boom, and then they're on to the next thing. Mm-hmm. So like you said, you're in competition.
Right.
So do you feel like what you're doing is grabbing their attention so you can impart those truths into them?
Oh, yeah, I'm grabbing their attention. I do whatever I got to do. I DJ, rap, sing. We do a little country, a little rock, pop.
Oh, nice.
Get up and dance. Whatever I got to do to get their attention.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to start learning some backflips or something.
Yeah, you know? Juggle fire.
Fire, do whatever you got to do because that's what we got to do to keep the attention. We're competing against social media. So I'm able to do it. Mm-hmm. And off the top of my dome, I just think of something really quick and just keep them engaged and able to do that throughout the duration of the show.
Yes.
And you got to learn how to read the crowds and read the atmosphere. When it's time's up, time to go, you got to stop the show. When it's time to go, you got to stop the show. You got to read the crowds. A lot of people just keep going. You lost their interest, and you're just up there just talking to a wall.
And you're constantly saying, okay, guys, bring it in. Listen.
Yeah.
Hey, stop talking over there, right?
Yeah. If you can hear my voice, clap once.
Yeah.
You can hear my voice clap twice.
Yes, I remember those.
Yeah, that's powerful because that's how you can gain their attention back again.
Yeah.
And I have to do that a lot.
Yeah. And then, so what are some avenues do you speak at? Like, what is your, is it schools? Is it camps? Is it, like, what's your day look like? What's your weeks look like?
Schools, a lot of schools all over. I've been to about 4,000 schools
in
20 years. All throughout the state of Florida, outside the state, New York, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, Texas. I just go to show, and I go to a lot of after-school programs, too. See, when I do the school, it's about 500 to 700 students. When I go to after-school program, we narrow it down about 50, 60 kids that stay after school. For the after-school program, then I can really work with them one-on-one and help them out. They can get more of a, you know, intimate, more one-on-one work with them so they can kind of understand. Because when I'm doing it at school, it's a big group setting. So I got to understand how to convey my message to where kindergarten and fifth grade hear the same message and can get something out of it.
Yeah.
Which I find it challenging sometimes.
Sure.
In the times that we're in today. It used to work. But now I just have to break it up, and I'll go approach the fifth grade, fourth and fifth, talk to them. Kindergarten, first and second and third, I go and talk to them. And it's just, you got to be gifted to understand how to do it. And I'm just thankful that I've lasted this long because anybody in the music field, we got 4 years to where you're relevant. If you're a music artist, you got 4 years.
Right, and then it changes.
Then it changes to the next person.
Yeah, that makes sense for sure. All right, so if... First of all, I didn't know you do the state of Florida. Like, I know you're in the Tampa Bay area.
All over.
Wow, that's great.
All over.
That's excellent. So if anybody wanted to find you, a school, a camp, how do you get in contact with you? What's your contact information?
CoreyThornton.com, CoreyThornton.com, or you can email me at CoreyThorntonProductions@gmail.com. And, you know, you'll find... live performances, you'll find motivational content, you'll find clean dance music. As being a DJ, to be able to go to all these functions, because I partner with a lot of cities to do functions, family functions. Mm-hmm. And you got to have a DJ that understands just because it's on the radio don't mean we can play this type of music. And I understand this. So I partner with a lot of cities to do a bunch of different city functions.
Yeah.
So that's why I keep my music clean and understand. That is so important. That's why they keep calling over and over again.
That's excellent. Yeah. Well, good. And, of course, the socials. You're on, what, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok.
Yeah, it's too much, but you know I'm on it.
Who knows is next? Right?
Yeah.
Well, good. And so I think we're going to table it here because next I want to continue our conversation and I want to talk about the culture and dealing with that. So we'll do that next time. But thank you for sitting down with us today. And until next time, thank you for listening to Baffled, and we'll see you soon.
Appreciate you for having me.
All right. Take care.
Thank you for listening to Baffled, helping you understand your misunderstood teen. We hope you enjoyed the show today. For more inspiration and information, check out our website at m2l.org. Feel free to ask questions, call, or email us.